privilege, and I never got away from this. I've tried to convey this somewhat to some of our workers through the years. I don't know if I've done a good job of it or not, but I felt like number one, this was the direction that the Lord wanted me to head tonight, but also I felt like that this would be helpful to all of our workers coming off of a super, super busy week like we have this week. And so look at Luke chapter 8 tonight, and I'm just going to let you remain seated tonight. How many are tired tonight? I know you are. And so Luke chapter 8 tonight, look at verse number 41. And the Bible says, "And behold, there came a man named Jairus, and he was a ruler of the synagogue, and he fell down at Jesus' feet and besought him that he would come into his house. For he had one only daughter, about 12 years of age, and she lay a-dying. But as he went, the people thronged him. And a woman, having an issue of blood 12 years, which had spent all her living upon physicians, neither could be healed of any, came behind him and touched the border of his garment, and immediately her issue of blood staunched. And Jesus said, 'Who touched me?' When all denied, Peter and they that were with him said, 'Master, the multitude throng thee,'" now watch closely, "'and press thee, and sayest thou, who touched me?'" Now look at verse 46, that's our text. The Bible says, "And Jesus said, 'Somebody hath touched me, for I perceive that virtue is gone out of me.' And when the woman saw that she was not healed, she came trembling, and falling down before him, she declared unto him before all the people, for what cause she had touched him, and how she was healed immediately. And he said unto her, 'Daughter, be of good comfort. Thy faith hath made thee whole. Go in peace.'" And I want to talk to you a little bit about that subject tonight, when virtue goes out. When virtue goes out. And so this is just a little 15-minute Bible study here tonight. But I hope that this will make sense, and I hope it will help you tonight, especially all you folks that have been so busy this week serving in the ministry. This is a busy church. Amen. We're a country church, you know, but this is a busy church. Man, they're, you know, we get, I get on my phone, a notification every time the security system is disarmed. And then sometimes, Miss Amy, I get a notification when somebody sets off the security system. But anyway, but you know what? Often, you know what? I look and, man, you know what? All hours of the day and the evening, you know what? People are here. They're doing stuff. I mean, they're working in their classes. They're ministering around the church. We've got folks that are, you know, they're working in the jail ministry, and just, you name it. I mean, it's a continuous thing. People are just working and striving. And so with that in mind, and this week, of course, is just the granddaddy of all. You know, Brother Tim and I were talking about that today. It's like putting on a major conference. I mean, although it's for little guys, it's like putting on a major conference. And by Friday night, I don't know how Bible school is with y'all, but for me, it's just like, hold on. It's just hold on tight. I mean, just, you know, Monday, it's just like, hold on and hold on tight. And by Friday, we'll say, whew, you know, and that's how it is. But anyway, with that in mind, I want to talk to you a little bit about that subject tonight, when virtue goes out. So let's pray, and we'll get into the Bible study tonight. Father, we love you. Thank you so much for the privilege to be here today. And thank you for the fantastic week that you gave us, 15 professions of faith. And Lord, 275 in attendance here on Friday night. And Lord, just a tremendous week. Many parents came. Many parents were ministered to. Lord, we had good nights in our adult VBS class. And Lord, just a great week. Lord, our high crowds were junior hires and high schoolers, I believe. And so a lot of older kids here this week. And so we just thank you, Lord, for your blessings and your goodness. And I pray that you bless this discussion. Then help us as we go up to the community center in just a few minutes. We love you and praise you. In Jesus' name we pray, and for his sake, and all God's people said, amen. Interesting story here. The Bible says that the woman with the issue of blood comes and she touches the hem of Jesus' garment. And, of course, the Bible talks about how Jesus is just literally being thronged by the crowd. And Jesus said, somebody touch me. And the disciples said, Lord, how could you say that? I mean, there's people everywhere. They're pressing in on you. And how, you know, of course people have touched you. Many people have touched you. And Jesus said, no, that's not what I mean. He said, somebody touched me. And then you'll notice here in verse number 46, he said, somebody hath touched me, for I perceive that virtue. And that's the word that I want to focus on tonight. And look, put that screen up there, if you will, that backdrop, if you'll put that up there. For I perceive that virtue is gone out of me. And so I want to give you three thoughts tonight. Number one, we notice the meaning of virtue. Virtue. We know our New Testament is translated out of Koine Greek. And the Greek word there is the word dynamis. And we get words from that. We get a word called dynamic. Dynamic means motion. Motion. Energy is what that word talks about. We get another word from that. It's called dynamite. Again, it's the idea of energy. Motion. And so the Bible, Jesus said, I perceive that dynamis has gone out. And that word dynamis there means ability. It means abundance. It means might, power, strength. And so I want us to understand something tonight. And again, this is something that a man of God taught me many years ago as I was brand new in the ministry. But I want us to understand, as ministry workers this week and ministering to other people and giving yourself, that virtue has left you. I don't know if you know that or not, but that doesn't just happen to Jesus. That happens to Jesus' workers. Do you know that? When you get in the crowd and you begin to minister to other people and you begin to give yourself to other people, virtue has left you. And by that, I mean this, that ability has went out and power has went out and strength went out. True ministry is literally the giving of yourself, not just sitting on a pew. Did you know anybody can sit on a pew? And by the way, thank God for every pew sitter. I love everybody who comes to Calvary Baptist Church. But my point tonight is this, that when you really get involved in the ministry, you know what? It's literally the giving of yourself. That's why Paul said in 2 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 15, he said, and I will very gladly spend and be spent for you. Paul said, man, there were times when I just literally gave my all. I mean, I just spent myself to try to minister to you. I thought about this. It's exactly why in Mark chapter 6, the disciples asked the Lord Jesus to send the multitude away. You remember that? Man, they're just constantly ministering and teaching and feeding and helping. In fact, the Bible says so much so that they didn't have to take the time to eat. And the disciples came to the Lord. They said, Lord, send them away. Send them away. We also notice there in Mark chapter 6 that Jesus took the disciples apart, the Bible says. And somebody said this. Someone said that if you don't come apart, you'll come apart. And that's true. When you're constantly giving yourself and constantly spending yourself, and that's what it means. When Jesus said virtue has gone out, he meant my ability, my power. I felt strength leave me. Somebody just took from me. I just gave myself to someone. So we notice the meaning of virtue. But then we notice, number two, we notice the miracle of virtue. Look, if you will, at Luke chapter 8, verse 43. The Bible says, and a woman having an issue of blood, notice, 12 years, which had spent all her living upon physicians, neither could be healed of any, came behind him and touched the border of his garment, and immediately, the Bible says, her issue of blood stanched. This lady would have never received healing had it not been for somebody else's virtue. Do you know that? She had tried for 12 young years. In fact, the Bible tells us she had spent all of her living upon physicians. In fact, did you know the Bible tells us in Mark's gospel, it puts it this way, that she had suffered many things of many physicians. You know what? She would go to those doctors, and those doctors would say, well, try this. You know, years ago, many, many years ago, they had something called bloodletting, where they felt like if they drained you of your blood, they felt like you had bad blood, they could drain you of your blood, that, you know what, the body would create, you know, good blood. Only problem is sometimes they drain people a little too much. And so the Bible says she had suffered many things of many physicians. And I don't know all the things that they tried to do on this lady to get her healed. But we do notice, according to the Word of God, it was to no avail. She was still bleeding. That's what that means. She had a blood issue. She was bleeding, a flux. That's what it means. She was bleeding. She was dying little by little until somebody was willing to let somebody else benefit from their virtue. Now, church, again, let me help us tonight. Someone said, no life is ever born without some travail. And that's true. That's true. I think about little Moses. We're glad to have little Moses, but you know what? We never would have got little Moses had it not been for some travail. Somebody had to travail. And Hannah in that labor and delivery room, man, I mean, she went into great labor. And you ladies, so when I'm talking about great travail, you know what, to bring that birth into the world. And I just said that to say this. Can I tell you tonight, again, not in an arrogant way, not in a proud way, but can I tell you why a lot of churches aren't seeing results today? Now, they'll say things like this. They'll say, well, people just can't get saved today like they used to. Well, I'm glad salvation is the same today as it was 20 years ago, and I'm glad that God can still save. And they say, well, you know what? You just can't do what you used to do. And I understand that we're living in the last days and all that. But most churches aren't seeing results because most churches, quite honestly, are not willing to spend some virtue. They're not willing to sacrifice. And I'm not putting us on a pedestal and saying that we're anything great tonight. Somebody says, man, y'all had 275? Yeah. How in the world y'all do that? A lot of hard work. A lot of hard work. A lot of late night, a lot of tired people, a lot of visiting, a lot of calling, a lot of working, getting buses gassed up, getting buses ready to run, people inviting people, people bringing people in their cars, people staying here late to clean up. Man, this place looked like the Bulls and the Hornets had played or something, you know, when we got done. You know what, a lot of hard work, and a lot of churches are not having results because a lot of churches are not willing to give their sacrifice. They're not willing to give their time. They're not willing to give their strength. You see, it takes virtue, dynamis, ability, strength, power. It takes virtue to give a night at the prison house. It does, doesn't it? Would it be a whole lot easier to sit home in the easy chair? Of course it would. But when you got to go to the prison, you got to study a message, or you got to, you know what, get ready to minister at the jail. It takes virtue. It takes virtue to give your morning at the nursing home. It takes virtue to drive a Sunday school bus and work on a bus route. It takes virtue to miss a service and serve in a junior church. It takes virtue to serve little ones in a nursery department like they're doing tonight. And really what they're doing, really they're serving parents, is really what they're doing. It takes virtue to knock on doors in evangelism and to study a lesson, to give yourself in teaching, or to come early for choir practice. Or it takes virtue to roll out the red carpet of the hospitality team, or to practice a song time and time and time and time and time again so you can play it just right for a special, or sing it just right for a special, and it's not just sort of halfway done. It takes virtue to change the oil on a bus or a van, or to clean a bus for others. It takes virtue. And just to be quite honest, most people don't want to give any, because it's a whole lot easier not to give than it is to give. And maybe that's why the disciples didn't understand it. Lord, what are you talking about? There's people everywhere. And Jesus, yes, yes, but virtue went out. You know what? Ability went out. Strength went out. Power went out. And so we notice the meaning of virtue. We notice the miracle of virtue. But here's the message, and we're done. Number three, we notice the missing of virtue. Now look at Luke 8 again. Look at verse number 46. And let me just help you with a great truth that will help you down the road a little way. The Bible says in Luke 8, 46, and Jesus said, somebody hath touched me, for I perceive that virtue is gone out of me. Now that's not hard to understand. It went out of Jesus. Virtue went out. It left. Strength went out of Jesus. That's what he's saying. Ability went out. Power went out. Now, that may not be as big an issue with Jesus because he's the Son of God, but I want all of our Vacation Bible School workers to hear me out. It may not be as big with Jesus, but it's huge with a child of God. Because if we're not careful to restore that virtue when it's depleted and when we're weak and powerless and spiritually anemic, let me tell you what happens. We become a target for the enemy. I think that's exactly why Paul said in 1 Corinthians chapter 9 and verse 27, Paul said, but I keep under my body and bring it into subjection, lest that by any means when I preach to others, virtue goes out. He said, when I preach to others, I myself should be a castaway. Listen, hey church, don't forget this. Remember, what was it? Is it Luke 3? Is it Luke 3 where Jesus is in the wilderness? Is that right? Luke 2, Luke 3? Jesus has fasted for 40 days and nights. He's weak. Physically, he's weak. Have you ever noticed that that's exactly when the enemy came to fight the Lord? When, you know what, virtue had gone out. And that strength had not been restored. That what he would normally gain from food and drink had not been replenished. And it was then that the enemy came and the enemy tried to tempt the Lord Jesus Christ. And all I'm saying is this, that whenever you're busy in ministry, whether it's a bus ministry or nursing home or vacation Bible school or you fellas that are called to preach, you're preaching and delivering your soul, and maybe you're teaching a Sunday school class, and that week, boy, you've really prayed. And when you get in that class, you just deliver yourself in that class or whatever it might be. Could be in the jail. Could be out visiting the bus route. And you spend yourself. Listen to me now. This is all I'm saying. When virtue goes out and your battery gets low, it's very important that you get that virtue restored. Because if you don't, that's when it becomes very, very easy to fall. And so I left my cell phone on purpose tonight. So you use your cell phone. These things are handy. They really are. And you use your cell phone and use your cell phone and use your cell phone. Now, my battery hardly ever goes dead by the end of the night. I usually have battery left, but some of y'all, you're physically attached. You know what I mean? Everywhere you go, your phone goes. And you're constantly texting and you're constantly talking and you're constantly doing this and that. And how many know all of a sudden you look down there and that battery symbol is red, or it's blinking, or whatever it does on your phone. Now, I said that to say this. If you're not very careful to get that phone plugged into the charger, it won't be long before that phone is not going to be worth anything except a paperweight. I mean, you can have an emergency. You can have something major going on, but if that phone is dead, it's not going to benefit you. And what I'm saying is this. I feel like we've got a lot of workers here tonight. You know what? That battery symbol, that's you tonight. That's you. Because this week you spent yourself. And by the way, was it worth it, preacher? Well worth it. 15 precious souls. Well worth it this week. But you know what? Your battery's depleted tonight. And so this week it's important that you restore that virtue. Now, what do you mean, preacher? I just mean get plugged into the charger. And so this week, I want to encourage us to spend some extra time in your Bible this week. That's getting plugged into the charger. This week, spend some extra time in prayer. Or this week, spend some extra time in listening to some preaching. I came to church this morning. I'm going to be honest, I was tired. I told my dad last night, Dad said, you tired? I said, Dad, my battery is blinking. But this morning on the way to church, you know what? I made sure that I pumped in some good gospel music. And I listened to some really good, uplifting gospel music on the way to church. Why? Because I need to get some of that virtue restored. Right. And it's important this week that you, man, listen to some good preaching or some good music. Listen, don't miss services. And so a lot of times what happens is we'll have a week like this, busy, 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 man, just giving. And then people say, well, I'm not going to church. No, man, if there's ever a time you need to be in church, you need to be in church now. Yeah. Because you know what? Virtue's gone now. And whenever that virtue's spent, it's very important that you get plugged back in and let that virtue be restored. Fine. So you'll not, as Paul said, so you'll not become a castaway. Man, I know, listen, after I preached all day on Sunday, on Monday, I got prayer. I'm tired on Monday, but I can't say, you know what, Lord, I'll get prayer tomorrow, too. Oh, no. You know what, I know on Monday, it is imperative
you're here tonight, worked hard this week, and I commend you and I applaud you, but make sure this week get plugged in. And amen. We don't want to become a cast of the devil. Amen. Well, Brother Tim, it's 6:28 right now. Hey, listen, I'm excited about tonight. We've got some great food for you up there tonight. And the atmosphere tonight is laid back. We're going to go up there. We're going to eat. We're just going to fellowship. I want you to kick back and just relax for a while. We're going to do just a few little special things for some of the kids. A lot of times in our Bible school, a lot of times some of our kids, because we got so many here, some of our kids don't get involved in some of the activities. And so we got just a few little things we're going to do for the kids up there. And then we're going to give away a ton of stuff tonight. And we're going to give away quite a few things to the workers tonight and some nice things that you'll want to be involved in. So when you go in just a moment, when you go in the community center, we're going to pass you a comment card. Now, you know, Mama said if you don't have something good to say, don't say anything at all, all right? And, no, but we felt like, you know, maybe somebody might have a great idea or say, you know, preacher, Bible school went great, or we could maybe think about this or think about doing this. Somebody mentioned an idea last night. It was a great idea. I mean, it really was a great idea. Now, if you're going to be offended if we don't use your idea, then don't fill out one, okay? Because we're not going to be able to use everybody's idea. But someone may have a great idea, and we might be able to use it. We want to improve. You know what? We want to get better and better and better. So you're going to get a comment card when you go in. Also, we're going to give tickets out to the kids, and we're going to give a different color ticket out to the adults. And we're going to give away some nice things tonight to you. And so anyway, we're going to have a word of prayer and go load up. Everything should be ready. So we're looking forward to a good time of fellowship tonight. And so let's go to the Lord in prayer at this time. So Father, we love you. Thank you for your blessings, for the opportunity to be here tonight. Lord, I know tonight that there's a lot of folks at this church and some up at the community center right now. Lord, their spiritual battery and physical is sort of blinking tonight. And I'm just thankful that I get to pastor a church, a church load of people that believe in just spending themselves and giving themselves. And Lord, because of that, we've been able to have a tremendous week. And thank you for that. And thank you for your power. God, we couldn't do it without you. You give us breath and energy and strength and blessing and favor. And Lord, all the glory goes to you. And we just praise you for a wonderful week. Now bless our fellowship. And thank you for the food and the drink and thy goodness. We love you and praise you. Please give us safety tonight. In Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. All right. We'll see everybody. Yeah, September 8th. Yeah, don't forget that. We're going to be going over to Unity Baptist Church Choir. You can go with us over there. That'd be great. We'll see you guys up at the community center.